My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedatum. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know like Vilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Today, we're going to be talking about five trending SEO hacks that you need to start using.
All right. So hack number one. You know, we talked about voice search a little bit earlier. Voice search is growing in popularity. According to ComScore, over 50%, at least in the United States, of the searches are through voice search. So make sure that your site has schema markup so that way you can get some more voice search, quote unquote, traffic. Make sure that you're using tools like Justin AI, where it plugs your site into these voice devices. Make sure you're using Alexa skills. But all these things will help you dominate voice search in the future.
All right. Number two is understanding what EAT is. So some people call it the EAT algorithm. I don't actually think it's an algorithm, but EAT, it basically stands for expertise, authoritativeness, and trustworthiness, right? So it is actually, if you see it in Google Search Quality Rater Guidelines, it's a 168-page document. But just understanding that, hey, what's happening right now is, you know, you might have someone writing a lot about medical content, right? You know, how authoritative is this person actually, or this website, right? So I think it's understanding like the algorithms continue to shift, the Google algorithm is, and understanding how EAT works is going to be important. So Ahrefs actually has a really good write-up on this. Just type in EAT, E-A-T, Ahrefs, which is A-H-R-E-F-S, and you'll get a much more detailed write-up versus what we can cover in a five-minute podcast.
The next big trend that we're seeing in SEO is most of SEO traffic is coming from basic content, but most of the backlinks and social shares isn't going to basic content. I just wrote a blog post today. I published it called The New Way to Blog, and I broke down how you should spend, you know, 10% of your time writing advanced content that has a lot of stats and data, because I release some data breaking down how posts that are more advanced tend to generate way more backlinks, even though those posts don't generate the most search traffic, you know, but they do generate more backlinks, more social shares, and that overall improves the authority of your site, which is causing your overall site to grow in search traffic.
Yep. And I think Also, it's really important to understand that this is kind of a long-term hack, but I do think you're going to see the proliferation. Well, actually, I'm going to switch it. I want to talk about on SERP SEO. So on SERP is on the search engine ranking page or results page, actually. And if you think about where SEO is going, Rand Fishkin actually did a study. I believe in 2020, the number of no-click searches jumped from, the last time he did that report was about 50%. That was a couple of years ago. This time it's about 66 or maybe even 69% or so. So it's really high now. And so if you want to think about how to optimize for, you know, on-page SEO, so on SERP SEO, actually, you want to be thinking about, okay, how can I write a title that's very compelling to get people to click through? Same thing with the meta description. You want to be testing those. And, you know, can you be adding schema markup as well? Can you be trying to rank for the featured snippet? So it's getting more and more competitive to try to rank organically. And then Google's taking more and more room when it comes to, you know, its own ads because they need to make more money for their shareholders. Be looking into on SERP SEO. And there's a lot of different tools to help you kind of, you know, win the battle.
And the last trend that I have for you, a tip that I have for you is, the easiest way to get backlinks isn't through content creation. It's actually by releasing free tools. So release free tools, kind of like what I did with UberSuggest on the neilpatel.com website or my A-B testing calculator. And if you can't do that, another approach that you could take is go to sites like Code Canyon, and for like $10 to $20, you can buy tools pretty much in any space, white label it, put it on your website, and it'll help you generate backlinks. Not as much as creating something custom like I did with UberSuggest, but it's still better than nothing. And what's cool about it, unlike content, you don't have to keep maintaining it. It provides a much higher ROI per link, and your cost per link will be much lower from an acquisition standpoint. I'm not saying you should buy links, but I'm just saying when you pencil out how much effort you've put into it versus how many links you get, it should outperform content.
All right. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast. It helps us grow, and we'll see you tomorrow.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show, and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
It's brand new season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Vilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
A rested child is a happy child. Sleep Tight Stories is a weekly podcast that brings comfort and joy to families worldwide with calming bedtime stories. The stories are relevant to children and spark wonder without overstimulation, so they can fall asleep and stay asleep. Listen to Sleep Tight Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. For a bedtime routine you'll miss when they're grown, Sleep Tight Stories.